Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi confirmed a toxicology report has revealed the organophosphate turboforce caused the deaths of 6 children in Naledi, Soweto earlier this month. The children died after ingesting the organophosphate. Motsoaledi and Police Minister Senzo Mchunu, led by National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, NatJoints, held a media briefing on Monday as part of the government's response to recent incidents of food poisoning in the country.
We are here today to inform you of the findings of our toxicologist. The results show that the cause of death is unequivocally organophosphate. When we mentioned to you that we are chasing a chemical, we had actually at that time believed it's organophosphate. We're simply taking this from the symptoms. It so happened that we were actually right. Organophosphate is not one substance, but a group of substances which are usually used in agriculture or as pesticides. The organophosphate identified in this instance is called terbufos, terbufos, terbufos. All the 6 children died of terbufos ingestion.
Motsoaledi said children will typically be more susceptible to adverse reactions to pesticides due to physiological factors such as body size and behavioral patterns.
It is very important to explain this. It is known medically that children are more susceptible to pesticide toxicity and other environmental toxicants than adults. This is due to several factors which are mostly physiological. The first one is body mass. Children have a smaller body mass than adults, and therefore, a given dose of pesticides can have more severe impact on a child because of the smaller body size. Number two, developing organs. Children's organs are still developing, making them more vulnerable to the effects of pesticides. Number three is the route of exposure. Children are affected by acute pesticide poisoning and chronic effects of exposure through ingestion, inhalation, and dermal contact. You also aware of behavioral patterns of children, I'm sorry, before even coming to the root. The behavioral pattern of children is different from adults. We all know we have got children. One of their well-known behaviors is hand to mouth and hand to object. Adults don't usually do that. Children do that quite often.
The minister said samples collected at spaza shops in Soweto have been sent to the National Health Laboratory to determine if the same organophosphate that killed the children can be found in the samples.
At the present moment, samples that were taken via swabs in the various spaza shops in Soweto have been sent to the National Health Laboratory Services, and we are still waiting for the results. This means that while organophosphate was found in the bodies of these children, we are still waiting to see if the organophosphate was also found in the spaza shops so that we can scientifically link the events. It is also important to mention that police did find a packet of chips in the pocket of one of the children who demised. This was also sent for analysis, and the results were out and they were found to be negative. That means this substance, organophosphate, which killed the children, was not able to be detected on the packet of chips that was found in the pockets of one of the children.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.